And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra
mumble,
one.
Mumble, mumble,
that's
mumble, mumble.
Get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
I was like, what's his name? Andrea Bocelli.
The podcast!
Did you really just say that?
Isn't that his name?
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
You would know. Of all people, you, Big D, would know the opera singer's name.
What is the, what's he most popular for? What's he most famous for?
You Raise Me Up? No, that's Josh Groban. I don't know. I don't know what Andrea... It is right. Andrea Bocelli? Or is it Andrew? I thought it was Andrea because he's Italian.
I think it's
Italian.
Short for Drew. Drew Bocelli.
The podcast this week is sponsored by the Safer Ride app. It is a great app. And here's the thing, man. Thousands of people are killed drunk driving in crashes every year. If you've been drinking and you're thinking about hopping in a car, don't. Get a ride. Call a cab. Drive sober or get pulled over. Andrea Bocelli? Big D Googled. You had to have Googled.
Did I Google?
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yes. That's your thing, man. I know that. That's one thing I know about you is that you will Google.
Born with poor eyesight, he became permanently blind at the age of 12. He's recorded 14 solo studio albums, 3 greatest hits. Well, let's see what his big hit is.
You Raised Me Up. No, that's again. I almost said the wrong dude.
You did almost did it again.
The Rose. Some say love.
I don't know, man. I really don't know.
You do know.
I don't. Why are you making
Patrick,
me out to be this
Andrea
guy?
What is Andrea Bocelli known for?
I don't know the name of the song, but you know the song.
Yeah, you don't know it.
It's the prayer. It's
the prayer. That's it. That's what it's called, right? The prayer.
That's not what it's called.
No. Does anybody know? If anybody
someone's
knows,
on Facebook, just say so we can read it.
Yeah, because we don't know this Andrea Bocelli guy very well, I guess.
Most famous song. All right, here we go.
This is a great start this week.
I know it. I just don't know the name of it.
I see.
People are saying, yes, it is Drea, as in Andrea. Josh Groban, You Raised Me Up. No, we know that
time
already.
To say goodbye? No. It's Il Santo Persepolis or something. I don't remember what it is because I don't speak the language.
That was the Swedish chef from the Muppets. What did you just
say? Chibi Sherbert here for property.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
Well...
don't know.
It's the prayer. It is the prayer.
The prayer?
It's the prayer.
All right, there you go.
Just go with it. It's
Cante Partiro. That's it.
Cante Partio.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's not the prayer. It's Cante Partiro. Yeah. You've heard it. You'd know it if you heard it.
Okay.
It's been in like 50 movies.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all
pretty
I got.
Good.
It took me that long to figure it out.
Remember how tripped out we were to find out that Tyler Farr sang opera and like was really into opera?
Do you guys remember when we didn't have Google and there were some things that we just didn't know?
And then we were cool with not knowing it? That was the thing that always amazes me, is that we were cool with being uninformed.
Yeah, we let it happen. Now,
do you know the answer? No.
Yeah. Now with Google, you pretty much know everything. There's nothing we don't know. Think about it. There's nothing we don't know.
There's a lot of stuff we don't know, but very few things we can't find out. Trivial things.
Right. You can find out just about anything about anything.
Yeah.
Who was saying that just the other day? It was like, there used to be a time you'd be watching a movie and you'd see and go, what was that guy in? And your family would go, I don't know. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation.
They were happy with not knowing.
Now it's like, oh, well, let me see.
Yeah, we stop whatever we're doing so that we can look it up.
We do.
So
at dinner, at everything, it's just constant. I have a hard time, and I've really been trying to do better at putting my phone down at dinner. Because, like, I went through this point
at
where...
At dinner? You have it at dinner?
Well, at the house, because... At the house, like, we talk and we have conversations with the kids, and because we actually do kind of sit together, which is cool in this day and age. But in the middle of the conversation, something will come up, and one of us will have to Google something. One of us will have to have the answer.
That's different than, like, just being on your phone, checking it all the time while you're eating dinner.
Yeah.
That's not the same.
Yeah, no. I mean, but we do have it out, and that's the thing. I mean, we're still doing it, whether you're checking it all the time or not. You're still, you have your phone out. The prayer, by the way, is a duet with Celine Dion. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you for that.
Bonnie. Look at Bonnie. Bonnie went and used Dogpile.
Remember Dogpile?
That's why I said it.
Wow.
Dogpile was out. You also have
Dogpile was
Alta Vista?
Like a year before Alta Vista.
Alta Vista.
And that one had the good translate thing.
Google came online.
What about Ask Jeeves?
Yep.
Wow.
All these, there are a lot of search engines. The reason why they're gone now and Google runs, has the world, is because of one change.
Money.
One thing changed. It was they were able to figure out a formula of whenever you search for Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli.
Whenever you type that in, it would say you're looking for his most famous song. Well, you would type that in, his most famous song, and a lot of times you would get everything on him, and you would have to go searching for what you wanted. And sometimes it would be five pages in. What Google did was they learned how to take it's an algorithm where they say, this is what I'm searching for, and then it bounces off of other websites and searches them to bring you what you probably are looking for based on what the amount of other people have looked
they
for.
They put all of their effort into finding the thing that was most relevant, most likely to be the answer to what you were looking for, rather
and that's
than
how,
just the best match for what you typed in.
And that's how they ended up surviving and becoming the one search engine to rule all others.
It's also luck. Marketability, a catchy name, advertising. There's all those things.
Do you guys watch Silicon Valley?
No, you say it's really good.
I love that show. It's done by the guy who did Beavis and Butthead and Office Space. Mike Judge. It's on HBO. It is great. If you want to get caught up, I'm trying to think. It's on Amazon Prime, and you can buy the season.
Just going back to, from a marketing stance, why I think Google won better than all the others?
Because of the Google Doodle?
No, because Google could be used easily as a verb. And they started using it as a verb.
Patrick, I don't think that's the reason why they became successful. Yeah.
No, I've heard people.
From a marketing standpoint, even if you're not going to use Google, you say, I don't know, Google that. And they started doing that intentionally. They started using that term and helping it spread around.
Yeah, he's right. He's right.
Because stuff like that. Because no one ever said, I'm going to Yahoo that.
No, it's funny because I was going to say, I've watched television shows where obviously Microsoft paid for placement and product placement. I don't know. Let me Bing that.
And it doesn't work.
Everyone jumps out. You go, what do you mean you're going to Bing it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's that much thought put into it, but I don't know. There's like a lot of reasons. A lot of nowadays, a lot of people cutting cable and stuff, and they're getting,
they're going
Hulu
with everything else.
And Netflix and Amazon and all stuff. How dirty is it if I don't have HBO Go, but Bubba gives me his HBO Go?
I would never do it because that's theft.
Okay.
I've already told you, man. Anybody wants my Netflix, and that's, I don't let people on when my kids have friends sleep over, they're like, what's your Wi-Fi password? I'm like, bring your own Wi-Fi. Make your own hotspot. I'm that dad.
What? No, you're not.
Yes. I don't let the kids on my Wi-Fi because you don't know what they're going to download. And then it's going to be the FBI be going, look at the traffic going into his house. That's some craziness.
Can you imagine having to live your life that stressed out,
dude,
like Bubba does.
You know, that's how I am. I don't.
I know. I just can't imagine living my life like that. Always thinking about, oh, well.
They are. If you think that the government isn't watching your every move.
I got it. But well, so I can't do anything about that. So I'm not going to give an 8-year-old my Wi-Fi password? That's how that all comes down to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm like, again, I can't imagine living my life like that.
Philip wants to know, why does it sound like Patrick is talking out of a can? Well, if you can't see on the video, here's one thing it's nice, is that for those of you watching on the video, you can see it. Patrick is in another room, in another office, and so when he talks, it's over a speaker coming through our thing, and it's actually reverberating around the metal ceiling, and here comes Patrick now.
Hey, Amber. Amber, hey, Patrick. How awful is it if someone give, if I'm like, I don't have HBO Go, but I want to watch a show that's on HBO Go, and Bubba, or I have someone, a friend of mine who has a subscription and pays for it, I just want to watch this one show. Maybe I don't even like it. Maybe I just want to test the waters and see if I like the show. So is it weird for me to ask for their login?
Yes.
Okay. Recently, my roommate and I kind of got into a little argument
about... You couldn't have asked a better person about this.
We got into a argument about passwords for Hulu because my grandmother has a Hulu account and...
You live with your grandmother?
No, I don't live with her anymore, but she gave me her Hulu account information. And so it was written on a little piece of paper and it was in our living room so it could be... like if we ever get kicked out of Hulu for some reason, we have to re-log in our living room. You can just type in the password and stuff. My grandmother calls me the other day. She was like, so I just got on our account and there's like 13 different accounts connected to my Hulu account.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, whoa, it should only be like the living room, my room, and maybe my roommate's room.
Your roommate's been giving it out?
She gave it to her boyfriend and everyone who lives in her boyfriend's house.
Yeah, like so candy. Here you go, free television.
So it was on his Xbox, his TV, his roommate's Xbox, his other roommate's Xbox. There were all these accounts, and only of all 13 accounts, only four were accounts that she wanted them to be.
And just remember that whenever they get flagged and they get busted, who's the person that gets in trouble or loses their account? Amber.
Yeah.
And not all those grandma.
Yeah. So we like ended up going through and deleting all the accounts. But the other thing about Hulu is that I don't, if I'm watching something and then you try to watch something at the same time, it kicks one of you off.
Oh,
it, like,
really?
It slows down your streaming. Yes.
Oh, so it's not so if like you've got Netflix. 13 other people watching potentially. Yeah, mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks.
Well, that's not good. But I just meant...
So did Grandma change the password?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, she did.
Good for Grandma.
You got that password now? What is it? What's Granny's new password?
I'm telling you, man.
Amber's the love of my life. That's their password.
That's why I love
Amber's so sweet.
That's why I like my... I got like all the stuff like the Amazon Prime, the Hulu.
I like Amazon
whatever.
Prime.
You know, I talked you into trying out the PlayStation View.
It's so good. I don't use it, but I like it. I will, and now that it's college football season, I will.
PlayStation View is, it's run through PlayStation, but it allows you to watch live television, like all, even like the networks and everything, without having to get cable. Mm-hmm. And it has, what, 100 hours of online cloud DVR storage?
Are you able to watch like ABC, NBC?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
CBS? I think it's just their service where you can watch their shows.
No.
I don't think you can watch a live. I mean, I can pull it up on my phone.
Yeah, why don't you pull it up on your phone and see? But see, that's the difference thing. I had it on my phone, and there's certain things you can't watch outside of your home if you're on a different IP address. It knows that, and it says, oh, yeah, you're not home.
How many different things are you guys on? What else do you have?
I just have Netflix.
Patrick has Netflix.
That's it. That's all I need.
Hulu, Amazon, Netflix, Crackle.
HBO.
HBO Go.
I think that's all I'm on.
I swear. I've got like 10 other ones. I've got like 10 other ones because they're all just apps that I have on my
thing. I just found out Amber has HBO Go, and I'm going to be going to Amber's house more often to watch...
Do you want the password?
Silicon Valley? Valley, I'm telling you, man.
I want to see what's
funny.
The show everybody watches with the dragons.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I've never
That's
watched that.
That's why I have HBO to go.
I want
to see that. Because I'm too cheap for cable, so I have HBO to go so I can watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
after, because they posted like an hour after the actual
a lot of people, like CBS is about to start, well, they're really going to start a big push on online viewing. Like, they've got their CBS On Demand or whatever.
That's what they have. I just pulled it up. It's just
it's just the On Demand. Demand.
ABC On Demand, Fox On Demand, NBC On Demand.
So but you can still watch all the ESPNs and all that live.
Yeah.
And the Disney Channel and things like that, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
I have Showtime Live, or Showtime app, and it's really good. I got
you
it
got
for,
that for that Homeland show?
Oh, my God. Homeland is so good.
I also have MTV's app because I enjoy watching MTV trash TV.
I love Catfish.
Oh, my God, yes.
I can watch Catfish till the cows come home. Yes. That is the best show on
that
TV.
That show makes me so freaked out.
I love it.
This is why I'm getting catfished right now on Tinder by three different people. Seriously.
Somebody call
me. You know when you get. So I hadn't been on Tinder in months, like 6 months. So I finally got back on literally yesterday, and.
Are you about to show who's
I'm going to show you.
Patrick's going to show who is catfishing.
Suddenly, I got three. Listen, when you look like this, you don't get swipe right on Tinder, okay?
All right.
I spent all day. You know,
I would swipe right for you, Patrick.
Yeah, you would. So I spent about an hour and a half yesterday while I was at an event waiting for it to start, just swiping, swipe, 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 swipe. I got three.
So do you just swipe right for everybody and
not
then hope
for everybody,
that somebody
but
else
for like 90% of people, and nobody swipes back because... Me. So you can all you
no,
want.
No, he's
it's
a little
true.
Pickier than that.
I'm not. I'm really not.
Pull it out. Let's see it.
I got three of them, and they are all three. They're two 25 and one 26 year old Asian girl. And they all look a little too hot to be real. And one of them wrote to me, and it says, "How are you? You cute." I wrote back,
"You cute."
I already know that this is spam, so I'm like, "All right, I'll play along. Let's see where this goes next." I wrote, "I'm good. You're cute too." She wrote,
"Did you write your? You should have put you cute too."
I should have.
You cute too.
She wrote, "This app is kind of boring, but at least you're here."
Oh my goodness!
Oh, I know. I said thanks, and then she writes, "I might remove my account soon. Can you just Skype me? I don't want to lose contact." And at that point, I just reported it as spam.
I might lose my account soon. Please send me $100 so I don't. Wow.
Yeah. You know what, though? She cute, though.
You cute.
You cute.
She cute.
She cute, but me cute, too. So, you know.
Oh, my gosh. That is not, it's not a good picture of her.
No, the other two girls were actually cuter. Look at that. Look how cute. That's just not.
Okay, she looks 12.
I know. It says 25, though. So. I don't know, man.
That's a dangerous world, man.
That's why Catfish is so amazing.
What are they doing with Catfish?
You've never watched Catfish? Big D is about to go down the rabbit hole.
See, the thing is, I'm a cynic. I would never fall for that. Not now, maybe 15 years ago.
Did you see the one with the guy who thought he was in a relationship
with
Katy
Perry? Of course I did.
No.
He was in denial. Oh, yeah, he was in denial.
No, and it went on for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, he was convinced he was talking to Katy Perry. And even when the guys brought him to meet the other girl, like the girl who was clearly not Katy Perry, he did not believe him. He was like, "Katie sent this girl.
I feel so bad for like the ones who they get into this relationship online for like 2 years and they're really deep into it and they're, you know, sending pictures back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're like, "Yeah, you know, here's my love for you," you know, kind of deal. And then come to find out it's like their neighbor, like some guy that lives next door.
It's the greatest show ever.
Oh,
it really is.
It's terrible, though.
Do they show both sides of it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how do they show the person who's getting catfished? Once they
get into the person who is doing the catfishing, the person who's, you know, tricking them online, mm-hmm. They go and they actually sit down and they talk to that person. They have everybody confront and the whole thing, and they say, "Why'd you do it?" And,
so good.
Yeah, oh, it's crazy.
It's amazing.
The one with the guy, he looked like some just... The dude's never stepped out of his mom's basement. The one with all the playmates and all that, he had hundreds and hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of women, like 250,000. thousand ladies, but he kept like a notebook. And he's like, Amber likes puppy dogs and favorite color is green. Really wants to meet. Be cautious with this one.
What?
Then it would go to Patrick and would say different things. He had notes. He would take notes on all of his catfishes. It was just wow.
And they have no interest in meeting these people. It's not like they eventually plan to try. They do it just for entertainment.
Yeah.
And in some ways, it's not even meant to be cruel. It's really, some of these people, this is just their only, this is what they do.
Yeah, some people are just like, they say like, well, I wasn't comfortable being myself. And so it's allowed me to just kind of be somebody different.
I wanted to see what it was like to be one of the cool kids.
So in the show, at the end, is it kind of a reveal type thing?
Yeah, it's a reveal. The last, 20 minutes, last 15, 20 minutes is where they do the reveal and they confront. And then the very end, they always come back and they check in like 2 months later to see, you know, what's going on. The bad thing is my DVR always cuts the second person off.
Yep. never know what happens to that second person.
I never know what happens. The catfisher always, I never get their end of the story. But, you know, it's
whatever.
It's great, man. You really, I want Neve on the show.
Oh, Neve, my God, please.
Neve
yes.
needs to come in here.
Yes.
Amber, catfish somebody so Neve can come by here. Patrick?
Patrick, catfish somebody.
Why not? So I tell you what I'm going to do. I know, because I've thought about how much better it would be to be on online dating if I was anybody else.
You're gonna catfish.
You're gonna
Neve can get on
who
the show.
Who do I know that's you're a girl? Who do I know that's really hot that I could use their pictures as a dude? Like just.
It's gonna be like a real, not a celebrity, right?
No, it can't. No, shouldn't be a celebrity. No. We have like a friend that's really hot, and I can.
I mean,
just get
you
a bunch
should maybe like maybe ask them. Maybe
I'm asking
you, can
you
do that.
Who I can approach.
Who you could pick. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you can like steal Carson's pictures, but ask Carson before you do it.
Yeah, I don't want to be a girl. That's just weird. It'd be easier for me if it was some,
you're a
just
real
pick
hot
some
dude.
Really hot dude, put him on Tinder and see how many girls swipe him and totally flirt with him, flirt
now,
back.
Tinder, is it harder? It's harder for guys to get a hit than it is girls. Right?
Everything online
for guys
is, yeah.
To get hits than girls.
That's even the same. That's truth in real life. I mean, if you're at a club, the guys aren't going to be getting hit on as often as the ladies
or
would.
Ever.
So,
yeah.
I don't like Tinder as much as I like Bumble. Oh. I like Bumble much better.
What is Bumble?
Bumble is Tinder with different people. And the only difference with Bumble is when you match, the girl has to send the first message after you match.
I like it better because sometimes people on Tinder, I mean, obviously people on Bumble can be weird too, but it seems like there are more weird people on Tinder. There seems to be just bizarre humans on Tinder.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. I think it's just because there's more people on Tinder
than so maybe Bumble hasn't.
Jordan or Johnny. I get Jordan or Johnny because they're not famous yet. What, see, that's my answer.
Walker
did
McGuire.
You see that?
What'd she say?
She said, ooh, get Johnny. Did you see that? Did you hear it? That's how I know the answer. So I'm going to get a bunch of pictures of Johnny and just set up an account on Tinder pretending
and
to be
you
him.
And you know, you can also get him on, you can get him on standby and say, just keep a piece of paper and a pen in your pocket at all times. That way when the girl says, write my name on a piece of paper and hold it up and take a picture, you can go, Johnny, hurry, quick. Johnny, her name is blah, blah, blah.
Oh my gosh, this sounds so awful.
This is the stuff you learn from watching the show.
Do they do that on Catfish?
Yeah.
So you have to be able
to. They will Photoshop the. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane. Crazy.
People go to some great lengths to lie to other people. They really do. No,
well,
I think this is a great idea.
It'd be fun, actually.
Well, remember, like, Brad Paisley, one day he came into the studio. This is like 3 years ago.
Oh,
he's like,
wow,
and he got really, like, you know. Yeah, really upset about it because there was some lady who had been catfishing his wife as a sick child. And
you never seen
was,
that story because they eventually did like a big, what was it, 2020 or
yeah,
Dateline?
Yeah, it was a 2020 or whatever. Yeah, one of those Datelines or 20.
What?
And yeah, this lady was saying that she was a sick child and would just, she would be talking like this and all
no,
that kind of
the,
stuff.
And yeah, it was the mom. It started out, it was the mom of the kid. Okay, supposedly.
Yeah, it's nuts.
There was never a kid. It was never a sick child.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they never broke any laws except that they were the reason they were able to bust her was because Brad had they had both befriended the mom and the daughter, supposedly, and they were talking to him all the time and, like,
singing
you know,
a song.
And so, like, one time Brad called, you know, sang her a song over the phone, And because of that, even though she never asked for money or anything, they offered to pay the funeral costs. So the little girl dies, even though it's not a little, real little girl.
Yes.
So, of course, like, they're terribly upset. Like, when she found out the little girl died, Kim calls Brad and, crying,
just in hysterics.
Hysterics. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She died. Like, they had really gotten attached to this whole thing. You know, they were involved in it. So they find out it's not real. They offered to pay her funeral costs, and then the woman kind of just dropped off. And then they started looking into it, and they can't find anything about it. They can't find any obituary anywhere. And that's when Brad starts thinking it's not real. So the reason they were able to prosecute, or at least threaten to, I don't know if they ever got her, was because Brad had performed a song for her over the phone. How much was that worth?
So basically, that was, they actually stole his time, yeah, his performance.
It actually had monetary value because of what he does for a living. So they were able to use as a, you know.
So if someone were to catfish you, Patrick, because you talk for a living.
That's right.
And they got you in a conversation.
Really, really good at talking.
But you could sue them and say they stole from you, and they stole your time and your abilities of talking.
Just so sick that there are people out there that do that. Hey. I mean, we all know the Manti Te'o story. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, he had started a relationship with this girl.
I forgot about that.
You know, everybody made fun of him, but, like, seriously, I feel terrible for the guy. He met this girl online, and she, you know, she told him she was sick, and he really befriended her, and he really got involved in it, and then she died. But she didn't really die. She was never
real. She didn't exist, yeah.
Yeah, it was just somebody totally tricking him.
Jeez.
That's really, by the way, really
Amber,
crazy.
Missy Williams says, Johnny is hot. Johnny from Walker McGuire. Too bad. Too bad he could also be my son. Yeah, I know that's creepy. I'm a mom, but I'm not dead. LOL.
Girl, I understand. He is so cute.
People can hear this,
you know,
right?
To me, this looks kind of, I don't know, it looks like a guy you play fantasy football with.
I mean, yeah, because he's
you fantasize about Amber.
I just think he's adorable. And now when I see him, I'm not going to be able to make eye contact with him.
Yeah, good job.
Call him, see if we can't.
No. Let me get him on the phone.
No.
Hang on.
No.
Well, it's not up to you.
Yeah, you don't run this show. You realize, right?
You got it, Big D. Just do it from your side.
Do I have his number?
Yeah, hang on. I'm getting it for you.
Sorry, by the way, if there was a little hiccup in the thing a minute ago on the online stream, my mom was trying to call, and I was like, I want to answer that. But if I did, it would take the video offline. So, sorry.
Oh.
All right. Let's see.
Dial carefully. All right. See if he's even going to answer his phone.
Let's see what time is it. He's awake.
Mumble mouth.
I don't know if I'm south.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? It's Big D and Bubba.
Hey, guys.
What are you doing?
Just doing all right, you know.
Yeah? Is there an adult there that we could talk to?
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to answer, man.
Text him.
Oh,
I am.
Tell him that's us calling. I'm calling.
You have reached the.
Yeah, I'm calling from a. He won't recognize that number.
I'm telling him to call us back on that number. What line was
it? Did you give him the hotline or did you give him the regular?
Let's give him the hotline. That's fine.
What line did you call from?
One.
Oh, that might be him calling back.
No, it's.
Hi, are you Johnny? Hello?
If we can understand them, it's probably not.
Is this Johnny?
Nope, nobody there.
He must not be there. Right. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, you know what? Can they hear me?
Nope, they can't hear you.
Hey, is this Johnny? And now they hung
up. It wasn't. That line was ringing while I was called.
Oh, okay. All right, that's safe then.
Man, this is an entertaining podcast.
Hey, look, man, this is what life is all about. I do want to send a shout out to our bud Chris, who is in Afghanistan. He says, listening to you guys tonight.
What's up,
because
Chris?
He's there at nighttime over there.
That's up, man. Can you imagine being there?
He and I had a little conversation on Facebook the other day, and he's like, man, this place sucks.
I bet it does.
I can't imagine.
Like,
how
what kind
horrible
of food is that? Is he on now? Is he talking?
Chris, if you're still there,
I'd like to know what kind of food they have. Like, can he go out somewhere? Or is it safe? like, you know, be in the streets and
stuff? I mean, I don't imagine
there's, on the base?
I don't imagine there's like a McDonald's around the
corner.
No, they have McDonald's.
I don't know where he's at. There are places in the Middle East where we have bases where they do have like Burger King. And
But aren't they on the base though?
Yeah, I don't know where he's at.
Because they have contracts with the government and they put them
on
the
base. In Afghanistan, it's like a permanent, it's that kind of base. It's not like the base in Germany where they probably do have a McDonald's.
Well, they're made out of wood. He said they have a Pizza Hut. He's saying it right now. They got a Pizza Hut on the base.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's
cool.
So
there you go.
That's nice.
A little something, something.
Who works at the Afghanistan Pizza Hut? They got to get like a Pizza Hut guy, or do they got to get the guy who's in the army to go work at the Afghanistan Pizza Hut?
I say, as part of the coalition, you bring in real Italians.
Yeah,
that's what I say. We need the real ones to go and fix the real pizzas.
Amber, will you be honest if I ask you, because he won't tell us, is Patrick dating anyone right now?
Oh, no, he's not. No.
When's the last time he dated someone?
Here's the best thing, is if I was, Amber wouldn't tell you.
I don't know. I think Amber would do that.
I'm just not good at lying, so
right.
That part is true. Yeah,
I wouldn't tell on you.
So, when's the last time he had a date?
I haven't gone out on a date.
A long time.
Wait. Yeah. He's talking to her.
Yeah, it's been a long time since.
After he just
know what they know and what they don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
It doesn't matter anymore.
He doesn't share anything with
us anymore.
No, we know about the girl that he didn't tell us about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he hasn't been on a date with anybody since her.
Oh, well, how'd you meet her?
I met her at a party. Was it a party?
I think so.
Yeah. So
How many dates did you guys go on? A waitress in a cocktail bar.
Dang it.
How many dates did we go on? We dated for 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went on a lot of dates.
You're telling me.
Oh, God, I just realized how far I got into this.
You dated someone for two months.
Went on like 15 dates with this girl.
And we didn't know until it was about two days until it was over.
Mm-hmm.
It was like we caught him right on the very end. Like, I think this is it. That's when we came in on it.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, why would you hide that?
Well,
because
he doesn't trust us.
It was always a thing. Because for once, I wanted to see if it would be better if it wasn't part of the constant thing.
And now you know it wasn't.
You can't do these on your own. You need us.
Because the first thing that happens when I say I went on a date last night is like, oh, can we call her? Can we get her on the show?
I mean, I just said Johnny was cute, and you guys are like, beep, beep, beep,
okay,
beep.
Okay, well, yeah, exactly. Now you see why I don't.
I understand.
All right. You think if I had a crush on somebody, I would tell them?
No.
Yeah, you come on. I know better.
All right. You know what? You're right.
Okay.
I got you.
It just got real when Amber called us out.
Yeah, she did the old beep, 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 beep. I was like, oh, man. I'm not a good person. I'm sorry.
You think if I went on one date with a girl, a normal date, a girl who doesn't have anything to do with this world and doesn't have a radio show or do any of this stuff, has never listened to us before, doesn't know what it's like, and then right after our first date, the next day, she gets a phone call from these two? You think that's going to go really
right
well?
Now?
Oh, somebody. I'm trying to see if I can...
Plug your phone in, man.
Well, I don't think he's going to answer.
I'm just hoping
if it's from my phone, he'll pick up. It's not.
I texted him and said, call us back.
I don't know what I'd even say. Like,
You're not.
Hello.
What would you say?
It's always good to start off with hello. That's a good one. And then after that, you just go, hey, what's up?
What is it about Johnny? Do you think he's so attractive?
I think he's just adorable. And he seems so nice.
Is there a difference in adorable and hot?
I mean, he's not like, I wouldn't say he's like, Zac Efron hot, but he's cute. He's really cute, and he seems smart, and he's super chill.
He seems smart.
Yeah,
Johnny seems smart.
Johnny's a smart dude.
If you're a songwriter, you've got to be.
But he doesn't come off
intelligent.
No, he does not come off as brilliant.
I mean, I didn't say brilliant. I said just smart.
Okay, like, smart. He doesn't come off as smart.
I think dude, he does.
I think he does.
Yes, he does.
I think he does.
I think he comes off as kind of aloofish.
Well, he's a little aloof, but he's a smart
Maybe
dude.
That's another reason why.
Yeah, chicks love that, man.
The mystery.
Totally into the guy that seems like he doesn't give a crap.
Yeah, a little bit.
Totally.
I think I've had 3 conversations with him, and sometimes he doesn't even look me in the eye. So
maybe
that guy seems smart to you? That's what I'm saying. I love him to death. I'm just saying he does. That's
I think
not
he's smart. I think he's
I'm
smart.
Sure he is smart, but he doesn't come off as
D's smart. Not saying he's not smart. D's saying he doesn't seem smart.
Hey, what? Brandon. I got to stop. Brandon, you, hey. Okay, sorry.
What? Man.
Brandon's clouding up the thing. Here's the thing. You guys are talking about my friend. I had to stop you. I don't want you saying anything ugly about my boy.
Nobody. Well, that's true. D might be being a little bit ugly.
What
D,
you,
I wasn't saying
bit,
anything.
A little bit ugly, man. You're saying you don't think he's smart.
Okay, did you not listen to anything that we just said in the last minute and a half?
He wasn't paying attention. He was
reading some stuff on other thing. I'm saying
and
is,
interrupted the conversation to say hi to somebody.
I said, let me say it again so you can hear it, little girl.
I'm not paying attention.
He is smart. I'm not saying he's not smart. I'm saying he comes off as aloof. And that doesn't seem
I heard you say
like
all
someone
that.
Who. Then why would you say that? You said he's not smart.
And then you said that doesn't seem like somebody who's smart. Well, I just told you. That's exactly what it sounded like. It sounded like you're just.
God, I hope Johnny Lover listens to this podcast. I'm going to get in line. I know Amber's already praying to whatever God she believes in.
Think about
it. Johnny never listens to this podcast.
No, the time when they're in here, and they're in here, and the time Johnny was in here, and he was like half asleep, and he was like,
Well, that's because he was half asleep.
Okay, that's there he is. He's calling on line one.
Oh, my God. Oh, please tell me this is not happening.
Please
hey, man.
Be Johnny.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Okay, so listen.
Yes! Yeah!
Okay, so first of all, hey, it's D, and we're on the podcast. It's a podcast.
And so we're live, so don't cuss or anything like that.
So there's a couple of things.
You know,
hang on
I love being live because I'm live on the golf course.
Oh, nice.
Well, there's a couple of things to cover. First off, Amber thinks you're hot. I kind of think that sometimes, I think you come off as aloof and not super, super smart.
Not mean?
But
what a terrible thing to say.
I would totally agree.
Yeah. You know, that's right.
Wait, you're agreeing that you're hot or that you're aloof? I don't know.
Both.
Probably both. More the latter.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not smart. I'm saying he comes off as not smart. He's aloof. He just kind of, hey, what's going
See,
on?
See, and I, dude, I'm just letting you know I've had your back this whole time. This is Bubba.
Oh, he's over
I've been your cheerleader. I've been going, no, he's a smart dude. They write songs. You got to be intelligent and all that.
And let me just explain.
Well, you know, I only can offer to anyone my own confusion. That's all I've ever been able to offer. So, you know, you just stick by that and I think you'll be good. But usually, Big D, I feel like insecurities are the reason why people say that stuff, you know? So, I mean, if you want me to take the ACT again, I might have to, but I'm not going to promise anything.
All right, well, you come in, and we're going to take, you and I will take an ACT test together.
I like a trivia contest, like a basic knowledge
All right, come up.
Contest between
what you, got?
You and Johnny.
Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be awesome.
No, I'm telling you right now, Big D, you better hope there's not a spelling portion or he's going to win.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
I have
ask
to have good faith that Big D doesn't see any of the questions before.
Oh, no. I can't promise you that. That would. all right. Well.
By the way, Johnny, would you mind if I wanted to catfish people? Do you mind if I use pictures of you?
You know what? I think that'd be wonderful, you know, get my picture out there a little bit.
All right, seriously.
I have
know?
Something here for you. Johnny, when it's midnight in Boston, what time is it in New York?
It's the same time.
Oh, pretty good. Big D.
Is this the questions that we're getting?
Big D, which American city is considered the home of jazz?
Memphis.
Dude,
New Orleans.
What?
Johnny,
I'm thinking blues.
Memphis be the blues, right?
Yeah.
Johnny, in 1993, which sport did which sport did Michael Jordan give up basketball for?
Oh, even I know this one.
Which one did he give up basketball for? Baseball, minor league baseball.
Yes. Big D, from where does the company Sony originate?
Japan.
Okay, that's pretty good. Johnny, what computer company is named after a fruit?
Apple.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Wow, man, this is some high-caliber questions you came up with.
I was testing their intelligence here. Big D, what is the capital of the country Peru?
Lima.
Oh, Johnny had to come out and help you.
I can get you all to South America because I learned a song in high school and I know all.
What's the South American?
Wow, what is that? Yeah, let's hear it.
Is it copywritten? Can we do that?
Can we do that?
Caracas, Venezuela, Bogota, Colombia, Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru, La Paz, Bolivia, Asuncion, Paraguay, Santiago, Chile.
Wow.
I don't know if that's all of them, but really that's good, a good man. Amount.
Okay. Have you guys on my side now?
No, dude. He just
no.
Did. No. He's in. He's in.
It's the opposite. It's,
no kidding. It's a joke. God, you guys. Anyway.
I'm not sure. I'm questioning whether or not he's hot anymore. But, you know, but.
Okay. So Patrick wants to, he wants, can he use pictures of you?
I just asked and he said
he
yes.
He said, yeah, he thinks it's great.
Okay. So you're legitimately not as a joke. He wants to really do this.
He really does want to use your pictures.
I was joking.
Hold on. Let me hit my bunker shot real quick. Just a second.
All right.
That was a one-handed bunker shot.
You can put the phone down.
Right there.
You get it close to the pin?
No, I'm over the green.
Oh, man.
Who are you playing golf with?
Well, Ryan Dillingham, our drummer.
We need to go play golf one day.
We do, man. Pebblebrook's a great place.
How much are you?
I don't even know the name of a course.
But it's a place in Nashville. It's a great course.
Oh well.
How much are you guys on the road now?
Man, we're on an 8-day run right now, and we've been on the road since Saturday. We played Iowa on Saturday night. We played Chicago Tuesday, and we'll be back on Labor Day. But we've just been hanging out up in Dixon, Illinois, where our bass player lives, because he's got a pool up here. And we wanted to save gas money.
There you go.
Now, of course, Big D, I don't know how to do addition, so I'm not sure how much we're saving, but I think it's a good amount.
But you know the Capitals of South America song, and that should count for something. You should just go to the gas station and sing it, then go, what does that get me?
How much gallons is that?
No dates.
All right. Well, all right. Well, I'll say I'm sorry that I said that you come off as aloof sometimes.
You know, it's all right, man. It's something that I deal with every day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. You know what? I appreciate y'all checking in on me and making sure that you know, I can make it through every day and make it through this life. So I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Now I'm back on D's side. Okay.
Later, dude. Bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Well, that feels good. Amber, how does it feel to know that it's out there now?
Just for the record, I think Johnny knows that Amber thinks he's hot. I'm just
saying. Yeah,
it's
the
not
way
like
I...
she's been real good at hiding it.
Yeah, it's not like...
When he comes around and Amber's like this, she's like... Yeah.
That's yeah, every now and then. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm really not smooth at all. At all. Like, if I find someone attractive, I turn into the most awkward person ever. It's really bad.
I think you handled that pretty well on the phone.
There's a guy that Amber and I know that would come up and flirt with her at parties. And every time, it's like, just come up and say, hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Amber, who talks for a living and is super, you know, smart and on top of everything.
I think that's adorable.
Oh,
though.
God.
Every time. You want to know who doesn't think it's adorable? That guy. No. He's aww. Like, what is wrong with this girl?
Oh, gosh.
It's bad. I mean, he might like me if I could form a sentence around him.
You said it might like you?
He might like me.
But that's the way Patrick is with women. He said
that. I just can't. You know, I'm not that bad, but I'm bad in my own way. You know,
what do you do that's so awkward?
I don't know.
You don't get awkward. You just get like quiet and just.
Yeah, I don't know. I freeze up, man. I don't know how to really talk to people I don't know. I know that sounds crazy, but.
Because you do.
I just not girls. I don't know how to get past the laugh at me and be my friend. You know, I don't know how to get. I don't know how to get from there to want to make out later. I can't. There's no difference.
Not your thing.
Yeah. So.
Well. Bubba's your guy, man. Ask him.
Yeah, Bubba. No. No. No, I'm good.
Everything I've learned in life is from him.
Everything I've learned in life was from Bubba?
Pretty much.
All right. Are we done now?
Yeah, we're definitely done.
No, I'm just, you know, it's time to
Bubba
go.
Bubba wants to end it before we say some stuff. Else.
I have to go get fitted.
He doesn't want
for
his kids to hear.
I have to go get fitted for a tux. Then I have to go pick up a broken iPad that's now been fixed. Yes.
Sorry, what?
You got a big day.
I have
day.
To get fitted for a tux for Glenn's wedding. My bud Glenn, who's finally getting married after all these years. And then I have to go pick up my dogs from the groomer. And then somehow, someway, after I pick up my kid from school, I'm going to have to find a way to fit in the gym then laundry, and then we're on the road. We got to.
Anyone believe Bubba's going to go to the gym after all that?
I do. He's been really good about it.
I have been really good
really?
About it.
Yeah, yeah, he's been. I've been very proud of him. He's been.
Do you like
very,
lift weights?
Yes.
Yeah, he does cardio, lifts. He does all that.
For what, 2 months now, right?
Almost. Yeah, we were on the road, and he did you yeah, go to the?
I did.
Yeah, he went to the gym in the hotel.
I'm hoping we can do the same thing this weekend.
Yeah,
going to be in Burlington, Vermont. If you're around, come hang out. We're going to be hanging out doing a thing with Cam and Rascal Flatts, and we can even work out together
with Cam.
That would be cool.
What, Patrick?
Nothing. Johnny's texting me and calling me a bunch of names. You beep! I can't believe you set me up like that.
We would never say
it started
like
out
that.
Innocently enough.
It did. All right. Thank you to our sponsor.
The Safer Ride app. Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride. Call a cab. Either one works. Just don't drive yourself. Drive sober or get pulled over. And we will see you on the next podcast. And then, of course, in Burlington. And then, of course, on the radio on Monday. No, Monday.
We're
are we
Monday.
In? Yeah, we're off Monday, Monday for Labor Day. So we'll see you on the show on Tuesday.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay. You can listen to the regular show.
Where?
On the radio. Every day.
It was the podcast. All right, we're done. CREC later. Hold on, I'm still on here. I can't turn it off. Goodbye.